down to the abdominal cavity and all into your bloodstream. You understand? That for this physical body. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your inner self. That inner man, which is the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. You've got to have some different break to that. You understand? That Messiah told him. Say, look at all your thoughts. They ain't that great. Got you on the new one. But they're dead. Ain't nothing but the breath that I shall give. If you be there, you shall not die. Ain't that right? You understand? And this what that you're talking about. You understand? If you drink, you'll never thirst. You understand what I'm talking about? We're talking about spiritual pain. And the devil is standing up talking about physical pain. And saying that you've got to do these things and blame it on the Messiah. That he said, go and baptize somebody in physical life. He never said nothing about it. He said, baptize them in the name. He didn't say, baptize them in the water.
That's right.
Ain't that right? Paul was to speak, which you call yourself eating the Lord's Supper. I found out on the first of every month. Paul said, never keep the feast of unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. You see what I'm talking about? I'm feeding you that bread, which is the word of God. I'm baptizing you in the name. You understand? And I'm washing your feet, the washing of regeneration in the preaching of the gospel. The Joshua, the Messiah, everything that is done, it's all done in his name. And you understand what I'm talking about? He's a quickening spirit, and he's in your heart and in my heart. Nothing that you can do, and it's not by works of righteousness which we have done or will do.
That's
you understand? As it is by his grace, I can say, for by grace, I can say, through faith, that not of yourself, it's a gift, free gift of God.
Right.
You understand? You don't merit nothing. Somebody said, well, listen here, obedience is better than sacrifice. Said he said, well, I can't get baptized in the water. If it was good enough for him, John baptized you, it's good enough for me. You understand? But say, look here, don't put no lie like that on him.
Right.
He didn't say, listen, folks, he couldn't come and fulfill and abolish the corn harvest, which is under the second. Under the first coming, then send somebody out to do something
that was done under the
first coming. You're a liar. He never sent nobody to do nothing like that. You understand?
That's right.
Nobody to baptize nobody. He never told nobody to eat no Lord's Supper. He never told nobody to eat no Passover. He never told nobody to wash nobody's feet. Ain't that right? Somebody said, well, you can't preach. Can't you see here in the 13th chapter of St. John, Jesus washing the disciples' feet, and he said to them, if I, being your Lord Master, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. And he got around to old Peter, and he said to him, Peter looked up at him and said, you will never wash my feet. He said, if I don't wash them, you won't have no part with me. Ain't that right? You understand? And that was physical life that he was washing their feet. You understand? And here comes the heart of that. They're celebrating their washing feet because Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And the papers over there, they celebrated washing feet. But when he told them, got to Peter, you understand, to him, if I don't wash it, you won't have no part with me. He's got to fulfill that law.
Right.
Moses brought Aaron and Nadab and Abihu to the door of the tabernacle, and he washed their feet. And he put the linen garment on them. Ain't that right? Before they could officiate in the tabernacle. And so now, if he's going to fulfill it, he's got to wash that. Don't they won't have no life in that ministry. You see what I'm talking about? He's got to fulfill it. And so now, when he got around to Peter, it's an enemy, folks. And there he was, down there, washing the disciples' feet. And Peter said, you never washed my feet. He told Peter, said, you don't know what I'm doing now. Your Peter did know that he was washing the feet. You understand? He said, he's never going to wash his feet. But Peter didn't understand the significance of it. Then, folks, that was the word of God. And in the third, fulfilling the law and the prophecy. And it's the word of God that's washing his face. You understand what I'm talking about? And so if the word of God don't wash it, you understand? You'll never be clean. You understand? And I've got to fulfill. So Peter said, look, hey, you don't know what I'm doing now, but you shall know. Yeah, after. You understand? And when Peter got the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, and Paul and the rest of them, you know, then he turns around and says, look here, turn then, go away. Mm-hmm. And the Messiah also loved the church, and my bones that he might sanctify and cleanse by the washing of the water. By the word, do you understand what I'm talking about? It is the washing of regeneration.
Right.
And he is a regenerate, you understand? And it is the word of God, you understand? So now I'm preaching to you the word of God, you understand? And you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. I can wash you all day long down here with a basin and some water. You understand? I can drag you up through, as I said, the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean. You understand? But you can clean. Oh, they understand. There was a time somebody said, what is it there that you can't breathe? Can't you see over here? And you think back to the bottom, right through that bad heat from you. Then he stopped and checked and said, bro, you understand? And said, now here's what Jesus will leave. That side of you said, thank God, Lord. The brother said, well, if you believe with all your heart, thou mayest thank God, Lord. And they stopped. Both two of them, you went down into, treated the water, and Philip did baptize and water. Somebody said Philip was cast out the great commission. Now, sit still, folks. Understand? Philip was carried out the great commission, and he was going to fulfill that which was said that is Matthew 28:19. And he said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every preacher. He that believeth on me, you understand, and is baptized, shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And now in the 28th chapter says, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And listen here, you haven't, nobody except under the sound of my voice has been baptized in no water in the name of Yahweh. Nobody except under the sound of my voice has been baptized in the name of the Lord. Nobody except under the sound of my voice had been baptized in the name of Joshua. They told you to go out here and get baptized in the name of Jesus and in the name of the Father, God. And they told you to get baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost, and they didn't know what that was. Ain't that right? So let's get on Philip and the eunuch. Now listen here. Messiah sent them 12 out to preach. Ain't that right? Now look here. I want you to notice the difference now. You understand? Those were Jesus that was chosen by him to serve tables. Ain't that right? Master, before he ascended, he told the 11 men, Judas was dead. Ain't that right? Said, you shall be witnesses unto me in Judea and in Jerusalem and Samaria. Ain't that right? Now watch the joke. Watch the joke. You understand? Said, they will be witnesses unto me. Philip went down to Samaria and he preached the gospel to the whole city of Samaria, and he was full of the Holy Ghost too. And not one of them down in Samaria got the Holy Ghost. So say to them, well, what's the matter? Why didn't they get the Holy Ghost down there? You understand, Samaria was the capital of the 10 tribes. Ain't that right? And now Messiah's putting them 12 tribes back together again. And they are the witnesses, the ones that he's sent to preach the gospel. You understand? Philip wasn't sent. You understand? He was persecuted and run off there because of the persecution. Ain't that right? And went down to Samaria. You understand? And preached. Nobody got the Holy Ghost down in Samaria. Then why should you assume that the Ethiopian eunuch got the Holy Ghost and Philip baptized him? You see what I'm talking about? And then not only that, Philip, listen at me now. Listen at me close. Philip was on his way home. He wasn't on his way and going in all the world to preach the gospel. Philip lives in Caesarea. Ain't that right? And Philip went on the way from Gaza after he baptized the Ethiopian eunuch in the water there, and he went on to Caesarea. Ain't that right? By and by, when time comes for the Gentiles to come in down in Caesarea, God sent on up there, told Cornelius to go on up there and jump and get Peter. Ain't that right? Now, Philip was carrying out the great commission. You understand? And he lived right across the street there, so to speak, Cornelius and his household, and he was carrying out the great commission. Why didn't he go across there and baptize them? Why could God tell him, send up down and jump, you understand, and get Peter? And when Peter went down there, That in his seed he was best Saul abandoned to the earth. And have you forgot that I told you that there wasn't nobody but the Jews that was baptized in the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. There wasn't nobody but Jews that was baptized at John's baptism. You understand? So then there can't be nobody but Jews, you understand, that had any water about them. And this in that plant, in the seed of vegetation growing up in the 11th chapter of Romans, Paul said that the Gentiles, they were grafted on in. How'd that happen? Grafted in by faith, you understand? And not by plant, but by grafted. You understand? According to the way he made the promise, God wasn't mistaken by pouring out Spirit on why they get smoked up. You understand what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about? Yeah. Now God showed me all these things in a bit. You see, and all these things that these preachers are out there doing, got somebody hanging around, you understand? Taking some crackers and grape juice on plates, you understand? Mm-hmm. Running somebody up in there and blaming it all on Messiah, you understand? Yeah. He said nothing about it. Mm-hmm. And listen, you haven't got nothing and you are not going to get nothing until you straighten up. You understand that? You see what I mean? Yes, I know that's what you mean. You see what I mean? That looks real to me. But that's what it's all about. That's why this group was founded. See, they're not going to let you do stuff without you. Mm-hmm. You see? That's what we're going to do. You see what I'm talking about? And I carried it on there. Let me say this. See, I carried it on there. And I kept it right on by. That you see. Here's the blood. The last message. He rose up from the table, washed the disciples' feet, and poured out the water. This is where it come up that this is the day of Pentecost. He said, you got to get blood and the body and spirit, the blood and the body and spirit. Blood and the body. Can't keep that with all of you. All of the play on down to remission. If you hear it, it don't make no difference where you come from. You're wrong. You see what I'm talking about? And let me tell you something for you. We don't make mistakes here. See, and we're not guessing about it. And what I have seen, I have seen. And to prove it to you, you understand, every prediction. I don't make predictions. See, it's the Holy Spirit. Now I'm just showing you how the repetitions come up in there. And that's how I can tell you when there's going to be an earthquake or what the next thing is to happen. You understand? And I never fail. I never miss it. And then somebody says back, they say, well, I don't believe it. You understand? And I never fail. I never miss it. And then somebody said back, I said, well, I don't believe it. You understand what I'm talking about? I know all of that. You understand? I said, well, now you've done a good job. You just let me preach. You understand? See, you understand? But now look, God has raised up me. They've been healed of all kinds of diseases. You understand? Even the dead have been raised from the dead. You understand? We've got medical authorities all over this country. You understand? And you don't know nobody. Listen, I've told you I'm stupid. You don't know nobody. See? And you don't know nobody that said they know somebody that said they knew somebody.
That's right.
You don't know any more about what's going on in the world for 35 years than what I have. Nobody. Going right on between life and death, one breath and the other. I told you when Cardinal Stricker joined last breath, standing in the pulpit, you're my witness.
That's right.
Didn't he die that instant?
That's right.
I told you about Pope John the 23rd. I told you when he would die. That you will take it for the healing and the benefit of yourself. You understand? There's no need to come up here and say it. You understand? Well, they preach that down out there, and I do it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see, Bishop, you know what's in the world.
I don't know what to
do. That's what you mean. That man eventually heard it. You understand? And the medical college will tell you more than you know now than you have. Remember, I just grew up with a little boy. You understand? But it just can't be. You understand? God is a living man. It's here now. Whether you're conscious of it or not, sit here and there is, and you know, and you have your way. You understand? And listen, there is but one mediator between God and man, and that is the quickening spirit, and that is God himself. There's no go-between. You see, I'm no go-between.
no folks and no preachers and no problems, nothing like that will go between you. You understand? It's that quickening spirit. It's your Holy Spirit. And that is the only hope of immortal life. God bless you.